bow your head. Heavenly Father, again, I thank you for the opportunity to stand and confess my faith. We ask that you bless every elected official of Jefferson County as well as the citizens of Jefferson County. We ask that you continue to bless those that's fighting for our democracy, fighting on the front line of our nation for constitutional rights as well as moral rights. We ask that you continue to bless this county and this country. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge to our great nation flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one
return next Monday.
Yes.
And the extension won't be, I saw where it said till the 14th. Why was it?
Oh, to October 14th, just to make sure we had enough time in case something should happen.
But it will return next Monday.
It will return on next Monday's agenda.
So if we vote on it next Monday, it kills the 14th deadline.
Yes, sir.
So,
It has basically passed the schedule. The motion passed without any nay votes. Okay, going down to the.
Wait, did we have, we need to do the addendum?
I'm sorry. The motion is the addendum.
That was.
Addendum.
A motion is to table. A motion is to table out of the, now we need to consider the addendum.
Okay, E, which would be the addendum? And the addendum is to consider and approve receiving filed extension of notice of intent to extend the termination current agreement deadline date with SMG for the management of Ford Park Entertainment Complex, extending the deadline from October 1st, 2016 to October 14th, 2016.
Motion to approve.
Got a motion and a second.
Second.
And a second. All fair motion, say aye. Any opposed? Motion carried unanimous. We now move on to the county airport. The airport, we have A, consider possible approval of Lance Grace and Gear to use the parking lot known as Hangar 7 parking lot for registration and staging of female motorcycle rides in an attempt to set a world record for the largest number of women riders in one location. Can I get a motion?
Move.
Second.
And a second.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Nope.
Sorry. Any discussion?
My question was, does the county have any liability or is there any type of process as far as that security to ensure that something happens out there if we're not held liable?
recession. I understand what these refineries do, but I am a minority contractor that represents almost half, or at least one-third of the minority contractors in Jefferson County. And I feel they're not getting a fair shake. And I want every CEO of every refinery in this area to understand that my vote may be the only vote no, but there's going to be a movement to try and get more support on no until these issues are addressed. And I'm saying substantial economic participation. Not two or three people, not some new company just showing up and saying they're a minority company. I know the historical minority companies in my precinct, and I know some of them in Beaumont. And they have approached me, and I have a problem that they're not getting substantial economic participation. And so I'm going to just have to be on the agenda for abatement. The only thing we have to hold these companies accountable is these abatement agreements. If you look up.
I have to ask, is this particular companies out of the entire minority community of contractors that aren't getting the opportunity to bid, or is this across the board, you know, within the entire group? I mean, do you have anything to back this up number-wise to show the disparity that we can look at? Or is this just from hearsay from your people? Well, the people that you work with?
Commissioner, let me say this. I don't need to have a list of contractors and go down the list. This agreement spells out what they're going to do. The people that approach me are the people I'm concerned with. Okay. There's no particular company. As a matter of fact, I've stated to some of these companies, it's not about you. It's about the mom and pop burger stands. It's about the person with one truck. So I can get a list. If they want a list, I can pack this court with you. I guarantee I can have every minority. We have some here now. If you want them to speak, Judge, you're privy. But if you want a couple of them to speak, they can speak. But I don't care if one come to me and said he's done everything that was asked of him. Now, if his bid is too high, I have no problem. Show me why they're not getting work is what I'm saying. No, it's not one particular company. I had a young guy stand here on another project with the porch stand here and just blatantly lied to me. I don't like to be lied to.
I understand, listen to constituents and their concerns. It doesn't matter to me whether they're red, purple, yellow, green, white, black, as long as they're qualified. These companies I know have to adhere to certain guidelines and throughout their process. My concern is just making sure that whoever those vendors are, that they're qualified and they can efficiently, effectively, and safely do what they said they would do.
And I totally agree with you. One first thing I ask these vendors, I have people approach me in my office every day looking for work. Young people that I've coached, that I've helped raise. And the first thing I ask, are you clean? I'm not going to send these companies people that is not qualified. And I understand what you're saying, but the companies I'm talking about, as far as I know, and all I'm saying, the burden of proof of why they're not getting the work is on the refineries, on the industry, on the companies.
Well,
you can
take
the proof I'm a liar.
I'll tell you, to the court, I met with ExxonMobil this morning. They have committed to make sure they follow that particular document to the T. C, which is a point where it's very important to everybody to know that this is one of the most important points of our job as commissioners, judges in this county. C, consider and approve an order, adopt a tax rate at .365% per $100 valuation. Tax rate is .339295 for maintenance and operation and .025705 for debt service. Can I get a motion on that particular item?
Move. Second.
And a motion and a second. Motion by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Weed. Is there any discussion?
Judge, could I ask you to read the document that's there for a purpose of the public?
Okay. Can you show the document there, Commissioner?
That's the order for the tax purpose.
Patrick has it.
I have it over here.
On this 26th day of September 2016 came on to be considered the setting of the tax rate in Jefferson County. And the court further found that at least four members of the Commissioner's Court are now present as reported by law. It is ordered upon the motion by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver, that the tax rate for 2016-2017 shall be. The debt service tax rate is hereby set at .025705 per $100 valuation for the county's 2016-17 debt service requirements. Two, the maintenance and operations tax rate is hereby set at .339295 per $100 valuations. To maintain the resident homestead exemptions of 20% or $5,000 and $40,000 for over 65. All caps, this rate will raise less taxes for maintenance and operations than last year's tax rate. It's ordered and signed this 26th day of September 2016.
Just emphasis on less, that's all I want to
do. We definitely have less revenue.